getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Hwai Ainge Shachlach from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with my brother from another mother, Wegedesk. How you doing, man?
Top notch, bro. I'm so grateful to be in the studio with you, sharing the love to all our listeners, everybody around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. What's going on today, Chief?
Well, today we have an awesome show coming up for you guys, and it's the subject is going to be on unity. We have some awesome music coming up. We have a group from Germany, Orden Ogan. We have John Five. We have Chevy with her song Floating. We have Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And we also have Wardruna, and I believe they're from Norway and the Scandinavian country. And we have our guests coming in. We have Shkwait Shachlach. We have Silia, or we don't have Silia today. She's kind of out of the picture right now.
She shows up a lot, so yeah, it's good she gets a day off.
Yeah, and we have Lady Faima, of course, coming up. And by request, we also have the interview of the CEO of St. Paul's Hospital, Fiona Dalton. So we're going to be replaying the interview that we had with her before. So that's coming up too. So right now we're going to start off with a song from Orden Ogan, and it's called Interstellar. And it's featuring Andy B, Frank, and Gus G. So have a listen and enjoy. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, man, that was some awesome shredding. And that was Orden Ogan, Interstellar, featuring Andy B, Frank, and Gus G. Oh, man, what a pretty awesome song.
Amazing, man. Yeah, that's like high intensity, super energetic. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, and we welcome our listeners from Germany, Vivian and her family. I know they really like to rock out with
awesome.
Us, too. So we thank you for Germany for all the great, awesome music that you guys produce and give to the world. So anyways, let's get this started right. And would you please and thank you start us off with some breaths?
Absolutely. All right, folks. By now, if you're a regular listener, you know how much we love our deep breaths because of the oxygen that they give our bodies. So with these next three deep breaths, let's fill our lungs up super deep. And as we're breathing in, please consider all the blessings that are coming to you. The amount of nutrients that is in the air is extreme, and the ease with which it feeds us is so miraculous. And so I want you guys to really feel that, how blessed we are to just be able to like suck up this amazing nutrient. So let's get our bodies nice and relaxed. Relax your jaw and your lips, your shoulders, your belly, everything down to your toes, all right? And on three, let's take all this beautiful air into us. Three, two, one, let's go all the way in. And out. Let it all go, that's it. And let's do two more here. All that goodness is coming in. And cleanse it, let it go. And one more big one. And at the top, let's take one more breath in. And let that go. Ooh, yeah, that's pure right there.
Man, that's so amazing. It always relaxes me, gets me all juiced and ready for the show. The powerful subject that we always have to talk about, and the extreme music that we have too. It's just a roller coaster. And so, yeah, thank you. It's awesome.
Of course, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to get on with the show, and we're going to get to the interview of Fiona Dalton, the chief executive officer up at St. Paul's Hospital. And so we're going to play her a song from John 5, El Cuque. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll carry on with the show. So enjoy, everyone. Thank you. All right, we're back. That was The Magic Fingers of John 5, El Cuque. And without further ado, we're going to play our interview with Fiona Dalton. Here goes.
Hello, it's Fiona.
Yes, hello. This is Huay Ange Shekhlech from the radio program Free Voices.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I was introduced to you from Lady Faima. She's our production manager at Free Voices.
And right, yes.
Yes, we have a segment on our radio program called Talking with Achievers.
Right.
Yes, and you're the chief executive officer of St. Paul Hospital, right?
Yes, of actually Providence Healthcare. And we run St. Paul's Hospital, as well as some other facilities, like, for instance, Mount St. Joseph Hospital.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'd really like to commend you on your dedication to humanitarian compassion and just all that you've done and achieved in your position.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really kind of you.
Yes. So I have right now a few questions. And I'm sure all the listeners out there would really love to know too, and just what it takes for your education to get to that position and the qualifications that you need.
Well, I think that every CEO comes to the job from a different route. There's no one defined route, but for me. I grew up in the UK, in England, and then I went to university in Oxford, and I studied human sciences, which was a degree which took lots of a very generalist approach and lots of different disciplines thinking about the same questions. And I think that at the time I thought that that was not qualifying me for anything, but in retrospect it was really helpful in terms of a way of thinking and understanding different world perspectives. And then after that, the National Health Service, the NHS in the United Kingdom, runs a graduate management training scheme, and so I went into that, and for the first 3 months on that scheme, all you do is you spend a day with different people in healthcare. So I had a day with the porters, for instance, a day in the operating rooms, a day with the finance team, a day with the nurses on the ward, and so kind of really understanding how healthcare works. And then after that, I was put on a placement in a within a small hospital, and then I gradually got more experienced and more senior and more leadership positions in healthcare. And I was the CEO of a big hospital on the south coast of England, Southampton, and was really enjoying that and didn't have any plans to move. And then I was approached about the possibility of applying for this job here in Vancouver. And I thought it was just such an amazing opportunity. I couldn't say no to that. And so I moved halfway across the world to come here. And that was 5 years ago.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, a lot of what myself and probably many listeners out there, we all have a general idea based on what we've seen on movies and in TV programs, such as House, very famous TV program. So we all have that in our minds, and probably from our own personal experience of, you know, going into hospitals and facing the hurricane of emotions. It's mm-hmm. just so overpowering at times. And so we know that we all go through that ourselves and yourself being right in the eye of that whole tornado and hurricane of trauma, what helps you maintain the energy of such a heavy task and responsibility? What do you use personally or publicly, or what helps re-energize you and helps you carry on through that?
So firstly, I completely agree with your analogy of hospitals being a kind of maelstrom of emotion. But, you know, I always think that on any one day in a hospital, there are people who are having maybe the happiest day of their life in terms of their baby being born. Mm. And then people having the saddest day of their life in terms of getting really bad news for themselves or someone that they love. People in lots of pain, people right at the end of their life, and all of that emotion and caring and compassion that goes around all of those key moments in people's lives. Mm-hmm. So I do think that people, particularly the people who are in frontline care, nurses and physicians, but also all our allied health professionals, such as physiotherapists and speech and language pathologists, etc., and everyone, they are very, very special people. And so it's a real privilege to me to be in a role in which I can support those really important people who provide the care. Mm. In terms of how I do it, I got some real wisdom from an Indigenous elder many years ago, and she said to me, come from a peaceful place. And so I always imagine when I come to work, how am I coming from a peaceful place? Because I can't bring my own stress and my own emotion into this. And I make sure I come from a peaceful place by partly having really amazing friends and family and people who love me and look after me. And then I also get great peace from the incredibly beautiful province that we live in. I love the mountains and the sea, and I spend as much time as I can outside, and that's what restores my soul.
Mm. Oh wow, that's so insightful to know that, you know, our nature has that effect on all of us and the rest of the world, humanity. It's such an important thing. And
yes.
And lastly, for what message do you have for, like, students or other people that are, you know, wanting to be involved in this kind of career or opportunity?
Well, my key message is absolutely go for it. That we have a really short time on this world, don't we? And what I think almost all of us want in life is to be doing something that is meaningful in our work, that really makes a difference to the world and to other people. And working in healthcare is one of the most meaningful things that you can do. It's often not easy. You know, it can be really challenging, and that can be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually challenging. But also the rewards are immense. And if you can go home at the end of the day thinking that you really made a difference to someone else's life, that's an amazing thing to do. So I would encourage, you know, every student to really think about a career in healthcare, and to not just think, oh, well, that means that I have to, you know, go into nursing or go into allied health professional training. But there are so many other jobs in healthcare, that we are, hospital is kind of like a ship in terms of all the different things that are needed to run it, all of the building work and the maintenance and the food services and the communications team and the HR team and the finance team. And so almost whatever degree you are studying as a student, you could think about a career in healthcare.
Wow, that's so amazing. And it's so true, because, you know, eventually we all end up in a hospital or healthcare facility because just our lives bring us there sooner or later. And I really want to give a lot of respect and positivity towards yourself and all your workers there, all the people that are involved with the healthcare society that brings humanitarian compassion to all of us. It doesn't matter our color, it doesn't matter our gender. You know, we all end up there, and from on behalf of all the rest of our listeners and from myself personally, I really do appreciate and thank you for all the wonderful hard work and dedication that all of you provide for us. It's just such an amazing, wonderful thing that you guys do for humanity. So I would like to
thank you so much.
And I would also ask for the future if we can possibly get you on our program again.
For sure, yes, I'd be delighted.
Wow, that's awesome. Beautiful to hear. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there can't wait to hear from you again and get some more knowledge and encouragement and positivity. And lots of blessings to you and all your staff wherever you are. And just have a great rest of your week and day.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, and thanks so much for this opportunity. It's been really lovely to chat to you.
Okay, thank you very much, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Yeah, goodbye, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, thank you, we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back. Yeah, that was a special interview.
I'm ready
with
to go.
You're hiking in that?
That was a special interview with Fiona Dalton. And it was super awesome. And so we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to talk a little bit about unity. So I'd love to hear what you have to say on unity.
Definitely, Chief. Another great topic, unity. And it reminds me of something that I heard recently. I don't remember where I heard it from, but the person was talking about the soul. And before the soul was created, the universe needed something that could reconcile massive opposites. And naturally, the more two things are opposite of each other, the more difficult it is to get them to come together and be one and be unified. And so that's why the soul was created. And I think about the DNA strand, the symbol of a DNA strand, and how there's two lines. And as they cross over each other, right at that cross point is the point of unity, where these two opposites are coming together. And it's, you know, unity is also very recognizable in what's known as the Star of David, or a star tetrahedron, where it's two overlapping triangles. One triangle is facing up, one triangle is facing down, but together, over top of each other, they make a star. And I think that's a real important thing about unity, is if we're going to embark on unity, we should take the positives of both of the opposites and bring them together so that there's an abundance of positivity. And it can be tough for sure. You know, it's like a group, you're only as fast as the slowest person. So it definitely is not as easy as being an individual. And for me, you know, one of my specialties as a national level high diver was super individual. And as I've grown, you know, it's been well over 10 years since I retired from that sport. I'm learning the value in building a team and how some things are restricted to us until we can build a team. And then the universe will open those things up to us. So I really encourage everybody to exercise building unity with appreciation, with compliments, with, you know, those good things, with patience, because it's not easy, but like anything that you got to work for, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's so true. That was one of the big things with Counselor Fari. She was always about unity. And I remember as we worked together like for 25 years, and people used to ask us, like, how do you guys work together? Because a lot of people did realize that how opposite we were. Mm-hmm. And it used to, like, make me wonder, too. Like, you know, I'm such on the negative side spectrum. And she was